with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A new lawsuit is filed by state attorneys general around the country over funding for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
They argue that the White House decision to withhold funds from the agency is unconstitutional. The lawsuit centers on the Trump administration's claim that the CFPB can only be funded by the Federal Reserve's profits. The Federal Reserve has been running at a loss since 2022. The Democratic attorneys general argue that the CFPB was lawfully created by Congress and must be funded. They say defunding the agency will hinder efforts to stop predatory lenders and scammers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
If you're traveling this week, you won't be alone. This holiday season could set a record.
AAA estimates 122 million Americans will travel between this past Saturday and New Year's Day. That's nearly 3 million more than the record set a year ago. AAA Travel Vice President Stacy Barber says people have a desire to travel, whether it's returning to their hometowns or going to new destinations. AAA expects about 110 million people to travel by car, with another 8 million taking domestic flights. The number of people taking flights would also set a record. Despite domestic round-trip flights costing an average of 7% more this year than last year. I'm Mike Hempen.
Brown University has placed its campus police chief on leave as it reviews security policies following a tragic shooting. Earlier this month, a gunman killed 2 students and injured 9 others at the Rhode Island University. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 227 points, the NASDAQ rose 121, the S&P 500 advanced 44. This is SRN News. A disturbing debate in England's House of Lords.
The peers are considering the assisted suicide bill that the House of Commons approved over the summer. In the debate, Lord Falconer asserted that pregnant women should be allowed to take their own lives, thereby killing the unborn baby too. It's not clear whether such an amendment to the legislation will pass the House of Lords, but if it does, it would make Britain's assisted suicide law one of the most radical anywhere on earth. Michael Harrington reporting.
Many Christians are celebrating a surge in movies and TV shows that honor faith. Phil Wickham, a Grammy-nominated Christian recording artist who voices the character of David in an upcoming film, says it's been gratifying to see the success of shows like The Chosen and House of David. However, it's too soon to tell whether there's been a sea change in Hollywood or if it's simply a short-term fad. This is SRN News. U.S. stocks rise at the start of a holiday-shortened week.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street at the start of a holiday-shortened week. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 227 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.5%. Gold and silver prices reached records, and crude oil prices jumped after the Coast Guard said it was pursuing another sanctioned oil tanker in the Caribbean. Uber and Lyft rose after announcing plans to bring robo-taxis to London next year. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
U.S. regulators have approved a pill version of the weight loss drug Wegovy that gives Novo Nordisk an edge over Eli Lilly, whose similar drug is still under review. Both pills mimic a hormone that controls appetite. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.